From the Director, Department of Human Resources, relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Thank you. We have a revised report.
Yeah.
There was one, make sure it says March revision, everybody has.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Mitchell, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. As you'll see in the attached informational report, on the very first page, the reclassification report includes three positions that simply have retitles, and then the remaining two were situations where duties had changed over time, and we've done some analysis to determine what position the individual should be in. So those represent some grade changes.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, I know shock of all shocks, I'm going to focus in on behavioral health. I don't know if someone is here from there. So you drew the short straw.
Morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Alex Kutz. I'm the Department of Health and Human Services Budget Manager.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I will say what I've been saying continuously on this committee, and that is that I don't have a problem when there's a legitimate increase that warrants, you know, whatever, and my threshold changes from 5 to 7,000 or whatever. But the current year impact is about 16.5, okay, and I guess I'd like to hear the justification as to why the department is doing this, and go from there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. This reclassification takes a position that was originally created to be focused on the Behavioral Health Division and deal with some employee issues and also some more public relations issues. Now this position will be covering all of the Department of Health and Human Services, so the Behavioral Health Division plus the Department of Health and Human Services, including all of their divisions, and brings it more in line with similar positions in the county, like the one in the Office of the Sheriff, which also deals with PR issues, so it's the same pay range. It's a vacant position, so what we were trying to do was move it from a more low-level BHD-focused only to a broader position that would cover all of the division. And in terms of fiscal, you'll see under number 22, we also have we're abolishing creating some positions, which gives $20,000 back to the bottom line, which essentially pays for this reclass.
Well, okay, thank you. And because you brought up number 22, I guess I will respond, and that is that. It seems to me that every month in this committee, there's something that BHD is doing. I'm not here to micromanage. I'm not here to tell you how to run a shop and that kind of thing. But if somebody asks me, really, what's going on, my impression is like, you know, who's on first, what's on second. It seems like every month in this committee, there's something in BHD that is... Honestly, I'm not sure that we have our hands around it, and I... You know, and sure, if I'm throwing stones, we have new people. Director Cologne is new. Paula Lucy is not new, but so I will say for myself, Mr. Chairman, committee members, my confidence level in the department, okay, I guess is not that great, simply because I think it's very confusing. I think that. Every month, it's something new, and I'm very confused by it, and I'm sorry that you have to take these comments, because it's actually not fair to you, but I just want this committee to know that if I'm going to be around for another term or whatever, I am going to be watching BHD closely, because it just seems like It's one thing after another, and money is given, and this kind of stuff, and the exec reacts to the newspaper, and it's just one thing after another. And I I'm going to have to accept this response, but I just want you to know that I guess I'm personally getting tired of just seemingly switching chairs around every single meeting in the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Yes, can we have the rationale for the Executive Director 1, Deputy Controller revision?
Okay, that one, thank you, Supervisor, is a retitle. It was called the Executive Deputy Controller, and it's simply being moved to Comptroller to mirror the new elected Comptroller that this person will be working for.
I see, and the salary is not being adjusted?
That's correct. It's the same grade, it's just a title change.
So, the incumbent is at that current step, is that it?
I think it's vacant right now. I believe it's vacant at this time.
And so just help me understand, why do we put that 95,632 number in the total salary? Is that the step one?
Yeah, it's listed at the step one.
Okay.
I don't know who might have had that wage before, but that's the step one of the grade.
The annual salary for the first step is $77,376. Our next column, the 95, is...
That's what rolls up to. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Supervisor Lipscomb? On the reclass? No?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had the same question, Supervisor Berkowski, on the reclass in BHD, and I guess I'm not comfortable with it. I don't understand. I mean, a 25 to 33% increase, depending on if you're taking the bottom or the top of that range, $1,000. I get it. It's the department instead of just BHD. It's all of DHHS. But what is there? This is a vacant position. I mean, have we recruited and we weren't getting any takers on this, or is there a difference in what were the qualifications for the job and education or what? I mean, that's just a huge jump. I just don't get it. I mean, we seem to be handing these out at the top level. I mean, I know this isn't even a top level job, but seem to be handing out $20,000-$30,000 raises like it's not a big deal. And when I see these, particularly in a vacant job, which has been vacant for a while, I mean, we had somebody sitting in there temporary for, I think, all of last year. I don't understand how we're not able to attract, particularly in this environment, a candidate for that job.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm the fiscal person, so I also never like to see an increase in pay. This wasn't a matter of whether we could recruit for the job or not. It was a matter of the job completely changed from the original job that we had open, which is the behavioral health job, when we created that position and then temporarily filled it and then recruited for it. And Director Colon at that time decided that instead of filling that position, he wanted to look at a larger position that would cover, when you add DHHS, it essentially doubles the entire BHD and DHHS are similar in terms of how much expenditures they have, and then you add in a number of FTEs and to cover the entire department. So he saw it as an entire change of duties to cover not only DHHS and work with him, but also cover the Behavioral Health Division and work with Miss Lucy. So I don't disagree with you. We didn't have an issue with recruiting in this case. Particularly what we were trying to do was look for that position to be a key role for the entire division and work out of that. I'd be happy to have Director Colon talk to you directly before the board meeting if that's something you'd be interested in.
I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, fundamentally, unless there's something different about the qualifications of the person, the fact that they're working more broadly in the department doesn't, I mean, they're not, they may have double the area they're covering, but they're not working twice as hard, so I don't understand the 33% increase. Could the committee help me out? Quite frankly, in my time on this committee, we talk about them sometimes, but I don't even know what happens. So if there's an objection, what happens to this?
Mr. Session, please shed some light on that.
So if I'm objecting, what's the functional?
Well, we're pretty much irrelevant. Go ahead.
Is that how it is? That's what I thought. Well, I mean, I know that happened with executive compensation when someone got a second pay raise. We were effectively irrelevant and overruled. And I don't know why.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the items in this report, the reclassification, the reallocation, and whatever else is in here.
Reallocation.
Those items will be implemented unless supervisors object. Now, we've construed an objection that this committee would be a request for separate action on any of these items. You can call them out for separate action, at which point it becomes a vote. We take a vote on approval or rejection of that, just like any other action item, and then that recommendation would go to the full board.
Okay. It's time. I'll object on that one. I would ask for a separate vote. I hear the justification. It just doesn't hold with me. I mean, it's not to say that I wouldn't approve that it maybe has to get bumped up something, but it's just not a 33% rate. I just don't get that.
Mr. Session, at the supervisor was to point out, been down this road before and done that. It was ignored. Can you expect anything different this time? Or
Mr. Chairman.
Is there a difference, I guess, what I'm asking here?
Correct.
Okay.
The prior experiences with the board that has frustrated this committee were in relation to executive compensation positions. The committee was not allowed to change the recommendations of the county executive. The positions that are in front of you today, the committee is allowed to modify those recommendations.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. We need to take action on the reclass right now and go through the rest of the report.
Well, essentially the motion, Mr. Chairman, would be that request for separate action, but that the other items contained in the report be allowed to be implemented as recommended.
All right. Are there any other questions relative to the reclassification report? If not, we'll move on to the rest of the report. And then we'll come back and take action on this. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I just had a question and clarification so I understand this correctly. So the last page is the reallocation, the ask fiscal form. And I know you have included there too. This is airport related, so we're looking at the three job descriptions, although the last one, assistant airport maintenance supervisor, that's four people. If you look here again, we're looking at pretty substantial increases. If you just follow along in the columns, in the total for those six positions currently is 136,794. It would go up to 160,233. So I guess I'd have the similar one salary of 71 to 81, et cetera. So could I have some clarification on how that's the reason for that?
Good morning, Supervisors, Chairman, Board. These positions are an airport maintenance group. It is my understanding that these positions are being reallocated to put them in line with their peers at the highway department. There's currently internal inequity there. Secondly, we have had salary compression issues that have led to recruitment problems. We have had prospective candidates in labor that have turned down promotion into these supervisory positions because, quite frankly, they were making more as labor. And it's a tough position to be in, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any other questions on any of the other reports in this packet? Kind of skip to the back, the reallocation. That's okay. No, that's fine. Do you have anything you needed to add to any of these? Okay. All right, we have a, well, we don't have a motion for approval yet, with the exception of taking out the first item. We do have a motion for separate action. Anytime.
We are okay, but we don't have a clear motion yet. So okay. Motion to approve, motion to reject. That's what we're going to work.
You're correct. Committee, we need a motion on the rest of the packet. We have a motion for separate action on the item.
Correct.
On the reclassification report. Just that item on the reclassification report.
Right.
We need a motion on what to do with the rest of the packet.
I would move approval of the balance.
Automatic.
It's automatic, right?
Correct. If I may clarify, Mr. Chairman, actually what we're looking for is a motion on the item that was requested for separate action. So
okay.
The other items will go into effect. If you take no action on those, on the BHD item, you'd have to make a motion to approve or reject or whatever the pleasure of the committee would be on that.
The motion would be to reject.
We have a motion by Supervisor Lipscomb to reject the item.
Oh, Chair Supervisor, if I just could address one last thing. I did get a copy of the two position descriptions from Ms. Mitchell's staff, and there is a significant difference in what's required of the position and also what they have the same degree. They're both required to have a bachelor's degree, but one is required to have significant experience in terms of public relations over 5 to 7 years versus before is 1 to 3 years experience. And I don't know if that helps you at all. And we did do market research, and we did look at other similar positions in the county to make it in line with them. So
thank
we tried to do our homework.
I'd appreciate the information for next Thursday, but it doesn't change my view right at this time.
Very good. Okay, we have a motion to reject by Supervisor Lipscomb the item relative to the BHD reclassification of the community relations coordinator position. Any further discussion by the board, by the committee? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to reject BHD's reclass position is approved.
Thank you. Item number 4, please.